June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite in June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Wednesday, June 5th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where every single day until June, or I get tired of it during the week, I record a little show about my life, and I put it out to you, my dear listeners, and you listen to it. And today is no different than any other day. We're going to do a little show. And today is really busy for me, actually. We have that June event coming up, and I needed technical training videos. Well, stupidly, I didn't actually record those videos. There goes my microphone. I didn't record those videos ahead of time. I thought I'll reuse the videos for Windows. But the problem was, in the videos last year, I put a bunch of information about the old website. And so I needed to re-record those. And, you know, same software, but I just need to have, you know, not the old Pride 48 website with all of that information, because that would be confusing. And then also, the Mac video needed to be re-recorded because the program or the application used for Mac has changed, and so someone needed to record a Mac video. Well, my normal person who does Mac videos is John Ong, and he's been extremely busy and hasn't had a chance to do a video, and so in the past I haven't had a Mac, but I do have a work computer or a laptop for work that is a Mac. And so I was able to download the software I needed and to make a video on the Mac, but I kind of waited until the last minute. I didn't think about it. And so now I have promised the suits that I was going to get out the email tonight, which is Wednesday night, with all of the technical instructions, the username and password, the testing information, and a link to all the videos. It is now 9:18 p.m. in the evening in the Central Time, which is actually 10 p.m. Eastern, and I've only got one video recorded. It still needs to be edited, and I've got two other videos to create, and I also needed to get out Geeky Gay, so I had a moment because the internet was not working very well, and Mark is downstairs trying to watch The Flash on Netflix or something, or Hulu. I'm not really sure, but anyway, he's waiting until the season was over, and then he's binging the whole thing, and he was not having much luck. And so he asked me, are you using the internet? can I reset it? Because, you know, sometimes we just have to flip the router off and on, and for some reason that fixes it. And I said, oh, sure, no problem. I'm not using the internet at all. And then, what do you know it, I needed to go to a webpage to check something out before I did my next recording, because I wanted to test out all the steps before I actually sit down to record it, and I needed to go to a webpage in order to do that, and I couldn't, because I had no internet. And so I thought, well, what am I going to do to make the best use of this time? And so I thought, well, I'll go ahead and record an episode, and then after I record this episode, I have to bang out two more videos, so I'm hoping to finish those videos by 10:30. Then I have to edit all the videos. I'm hoping to finish editing them and posting them to YouTube by 11:30. And then I've got to put together all of the emails with links to all of the videos, the username and password information, the stream information, all of that to all of the participants of the Pride 48 weekend. And so I'll probably be doing that until 1 a.m. So technically, and that's if everything goes smoothly. And these videos aren't going to be the highest quality production, unfortunately, because I'm whipping them out as quickly as possible. And when I say editing them, I just mean, you know, putting them in Premiere and then exporting them to a size that YouTube likes. That's basically it. That's all I'm going to do. But, you know, I may miss my deadline of Wednesday for some people, because if I'm sending the emails at 1 a.m., it's already 2 a.m. Eastern. And, you know, that's technically already Thursday, but it was an arbitrary deadline that I set. I have to set myself deadlines so that I'll get stuff done. But it's kind of an arbitrary deadline because people can't start testing the stream until Monday of next week. And so, you know, so they'll just have time over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to get their software set up. And then, you know, they can start testing in the evenings next week. But other than that, I'm trying to think what time I recorded yesterday. I recorded yesterday, and I think it was in the evening, so nothing really happened. I did go to work this morning, of course. And I have a person here from India who is a contractor on the project that I'm working on. And so it's very important that I get to work on time so I can escort him in, because he doesn't have a badge because he's only here temporarily. So they don't assign badges if they're just visiting. And if you don't have a badge, you also can't walk around the building. You have to be escorted everywhere. So in order for him to like go to where we sit, you know, get started working, I have to be there. When he wants to go to lunch, I have to escort him out of the building, or someone has to, with a badge, has to pick him up and escort him to the cafeteria, et cetera, et cetera. And so I had to get there this morning. And then it was just a really typical work day. Nothing much went on as far as work is concerned. But after work, so Mark and I had planned on doing, there's a Pokemon event today, and they're doing it, I don't know if it's all summer or all this month, or I'm not really sure exactly. I don't keep up with it as much as I have in the past. I depend on Mark to kind of tell me what's going on, but ultimately there's like an hour of raids on Wednesdays. So every Wednesday, but I don't remember how long that is. I don't know if it's just for June or if it's all summer or, you know, what they're doing. But he wanted to do that, and so I said, sure, no problem, we'll do that, and then we'll... And I was planning on us also going to the gym and then coming home and eating and then starting doing all these videos. And when I realized how far behind I was, because I was working on this Monday night and Tuesday night as well, when I realized how far behind I was like, okay, we're going to have to skip the gym. So we didn't go to the gym, we played Pokemon, and then I picked up food because I didn't have time to cook either. And then we came home. But so there are some people who are still really into Pokemon. And I enjoy playing it because I enjoy being with Mark. And it's fun. And I enjoy getting out and exploring the different areas because you have to walk around to play the game. And I enjoy doing all of that. But there are some people who... And granted, I get annoyed fairly easily. I'm a very nice person, I think, but internally I get annoyed and I just don't say anything about it. So that's probably mostly me. However, we were behind this group of people, and first of all, they have a chat room where all of these Pokemon players in the area they go on there and they say, Hey, I'm going to be in such and such place. Everyone should meet me and we'll do a raid together or whatever. And because this was a special event and it was only going to last for an hour, someone had gone on there and said, okay, we're going to play, but these are the rules. We're not waiting on anyone. So if you, when you get to the thing, we're going to go in, we're going to do the raid. We're not going to wait on you to catch the thing or anything like that. As soon as we get in, we're going to start walking and we're going to go, we're going to walk to the next gym. Sorry if you get left behind, but we only have an hour, yada, yada. Well, that irritated me because I was like, geesh, you know, sheesh, they're being so like militant about this. Like, we're not waiting on you. We're going to go in. We're going to walk. As soon as we get in, we're going to go to the next one. Even if you haven't had time to catch the Pokemon, too bad, so sad. You'll just have to skip that particular one. You just won't get that one. And then we catch up to the group, and I'm not even sure if this was the same group because they changed their starting location and Mark didn't see it in the chat room. So we were at the wrong place and we did a couple and then we found this group. So we think that is the group that was in the chat room as well, but we weren't sure. But one of the guys, oh my gosh, every time he would click on, oh my God, it's a hundo. A hundo means like 100%. It's like the highest level of a particular Pokemon that you can get. They have the best stats, you know. But he'd like, oh my God, a hundo, you know. Or if he got a shiny, he'd be like, woo, I got a shiny. And he was just so like, I don't know, so boisterous about the whole thing. And it's after work and I'm tired and it's hot outside and we're walking around. And then we had this little kid that was with his dad and he was walking extremely slow and they were in front of us and I walk fast and we were trying to keep up with this group and that was annoying me. Anyway, I'm annoyed easily. It's all me. All right, well, I'm going to end it here and go do some more videos. But for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more episodes of LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.